Adam Tickets is back with Free Movie Friday and your chance to win a pair of movie tickets to see the new horror movie, The Nun, in theaters today. It's so scary, we have to give away two tickets so you don't go alone. Text PEN to ATOM1. That's 28661 for your chance to win. Standard data and text message rates may apply.
All eyes on us. Everybody in the club. Oh my. Talk about worth waiting for. The Carboni's Pizzeria pizza sandwich, Tennessee.
Oh, it's terrific.
You know what? No, I was going to say you undersold it the first time. You said it's really good. It is really, 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 really good. And it was worth waiting. I'd really like to turn this segment over to the two of you.
Well, I got to eat too.
Yeah, so
I had lunch, but I might have some. I'm eating my feelings today.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can go on a long-winded diatribe if you would. Okay. I'm being told that Shaka or Shaka is the hang loose sign.
Oh, I never use that.
What is the hang loose sign?
That's, you know, the pinky thumb bit.
Well, no, that's right? Hook 'em horns. That's that's the sign for if you're a Texas Longhorn fan. No. You sit in the stands and go like that.
It is also hang
loose. Oh, it is. All right. Are you guys ready for what we call the initial game? I admit, almost everything I do on the radio is original. I came up. I mean, it might not be original anymore because I've done it 1,400 right. times. But I came up with the idea. I'm not like most other shows where you grab from different places. But I did steal the idea of the initial game from a radio station in Kansas City.
I cannot wait. I hope all the answers are people that were dead 100 years ago.
Now, this is the initial game. Initial.
Initial.
Not initials.
Got it.
It's initial.
One. Singular.
Tana B, are you ready for the initial game?
What's the initial?
Oh, that's right. The initial is A.
Every
time. A. It is
A. A.
A. A. Don't we have the music and all that?
Yeah, I need the music. There. Okay.
Clue number one.
Like common, can be traced to Sweden.
Clue number two.
I have to wait a little longer. I was about to take a bite of my sandwich.
No, pay attention to what we're doing.
Clue could, number two.
Could be something Deuce or BBP would call common. Even I don't
know if that's safe for the radio.
Clue number three.
Is a palindrome.
Oh, Brandon.
No.
Okay.
ABBA?
Yes, correct. We would have also accepted ABBA. We would have accepted ABBA had you said ABBA. ABBA or ABBA. Do we give the other clues now?
Sure, if you want to. For fun.
Had four top 10 hits between 1977 and 81. Has a connection to Meryl Streep. And is a Swedish pop group whose songs were featured in the 2008 musical film Mamma Mia. Speaking of Mamma Mia, that's Italian.
Well, I was going to say while you're eating this food, the worst part about playing the initial game is when you said palindrome, I thought that's what a palindrome was, but I wasn't 100%.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
so you get nervous.
When I answer this and I'm wrong, I'm going to be a complete idiot. Yep. And Larry Mondello guy is going to make jokes for the next 5 years.
Well, yeah. whether you got it right or wrong, we would still consider you an idiot anyway.
But well,
you're right. Yes, but you are right. Are we ready for the next one?
Yes, I cannot wait.
Clue number one.
Born in Memphis, Tennessee, later moved to Buffalo, New York and Detroit, Michigan.
Clue number two.
Starred alongside John Belushi.
Clue number three.
Released the album A Brand New Me, November 2017, with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Clue number four.
Recorded several songs with the famous Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Clue number five.
While most critics with a discerning and educated mind would say One Step Ahead was her best song, others she recorded, such as Spanish Harlem, Rocksteady and Daydreaming, were top 10 hits.
Brandon? Aretha?
Yes, correct.
God.
That's right.
See, the problem with the initial game is Aretha's more known as Aretha Franklin, right? She's not
that's
known
my
as a
problem.
Like, if you say Beyonce, that makes sense.
You got a problem with it? You got it right.
Well, you're supposed to pick one
but
initial.
I need the rules. So even though it's an initial, it could be somebody like a first and last name, not an ABBA. That's where I'm getting hung up. No.
Like, you say, you're supposed to have one word answers, like Madonna, yeah. Beyonce.
Right. If well, that's what we're doing, let's do it.
Most people don't just call Aretha, do they?
No.
Most people,
if you just say Aretha, you know who we're talking about.
No, they don't. They say Aretha Franklin.
But if you said Aretha, you would know who I was talking about. You wouldn't be thinking like...
That's true, but...
Aretha Johnson.
Right, but it's... But that's where my mind
blocks coming in.
You
could carry a pretty good tune, too. Well, Tenby, I thought you'd get it when he said, while most critics with a discerning and educated mind would stay one step ahead. Because remember, that was what I said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We did a long... It was an inside joke that was done for four people.
Yep.
It was a cheap shot.
Yeah.
And we did it strictly for our purposes.
I would expect nothing less.
Many bits on this show are done just to humor three or four people.
Yes, I do.
And I know the people in the audience are thinking, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of them.
I feel bad because the guy who's writing the initial game is giving us a segment every week, and then here I am ripping his the way he does the rules.
Well, this is a new writer.
He can
it's a new writer.
Yeah, other people are weighing in.
Okay.
You know how many...
That old writer only knew people like Shakespeare and Caesar.
We could do the...
Well, that's why I thought Aristotle was coming, because I assumed that's where...
We could do the initial game forever and ever. Well, and let me tell you this. It's not always just people. Sometimes it's places.
It can be places or things.
Or a band.
Are we ready for number three?
Clue number one.
Originally described opposition to the disestablishment of the Church of England.
Oh, my God.
Clue number two.
Now it may refer to any opposition to withdrawing government support of a particular church or religion.
Clue number three.
Signifies the movement against the separation of church and state.
Clue number four.
Probably won't be pronounced correctly by common.
Clue number five.
With 12 syllables and 28 letters, it's one of the longest words in the English language. Rosen would be using his iPad right now to try to cheat.
Clue number six.
This word starts with anti and ends with Arania, and the rest of the world was already said in the first clue. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
You blew it!
How did you guys not know that?
You can't even pronounce it. Don't ask me why.
That was one of the clues. See?
Well, and what did it say about being the longest word?
With 12 syllables and 28 letters, it's one of the longest words in the English language.
Oh, one of the longest.
Yeah.
Because I thought supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, yeah.
Well, absolutely. Why'd you... That's coming up in the letter
S. S.
Are you ready for the next
one?
Oh, yes.
Great.
Clue number one.
Became well known in the United States in 2001.
Clue number two.
Usually found mostly in Africa and in Central and Southern Asia.
Brandon?
Yes.
I'm assuming this is one word. Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda?
Incorrect. Formed in 1981 in New York City.
Clue number four.
Once prompted Common to think he had to put plastic wrap over all of his windows.
Lil B.
Yeah.
Anthrax.
Correct. Very good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I panicked.
Yeah, when I went to college, we had a scare on campus one day, and I was locked up in my room for 3 hours.
Right, with plastic on your...
Yeah. It was baby powder.
The next clue, would this have done it too? Collaborated with Public Enemy in 1991 with a version of Bring the Noise.
Nice.
Would that have done it?
Yeah.
And the final one was a bacterial infection spread by bacterium spores that led to a scare in the United States after an attack in which spores were mailed to many media outlets and politicians. Got two more. Do you want to do them?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Clue number one.
Born May 5th, 1988.
Clue number two.
Won an Academy Award in 2013.
Clue number three.
Played herself in an episode of Ugly Betty in 2009.
Clue number four.
Several of her songs would bring Tana B and many other grown men to tears.
Clue number five.
Won Best New Artist and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance at the 2009 Grammy Awards.
Clue number six.
Is known for hits, Chasing Pavements, Rolling in the
Deep. Adele.
That's right.
We would have also accepted Adelie.
Adelie. After clue five, I almost answered Ariana as an Ariana Grande, thinking, well, we can do the one word right. thing now instead of two.
There you go. Are you ready for the final one?
So, wait, so we're two
match.
And two, right?
Yeah. The rubber match.
Oh my God, my hands are sweating.
Here
okay.
we go.
Oh, sorry.
Clue number one.
The incarnation of a Hindu deity. Okay. Deity? Is that how you say that?
Clue number two.
May be natural fit to perform with Blue Man Group.
Clue number three.
PA and Wabi seem to have immunity.
Clue number four.
An embodiment of personification as of a principle, attitude, or view of life.
Clue number five.
Connected to Sigourney Weaver, Zoe Saldana, and Michelle Rodriguez.
No clue.
Clue number six.
Aggravated Vikings anticipate. Yes.
Avatar.
Avatar! Yeah! I thought the PA and Wabi with immunity would give it away right away. I kind of like the initial game.
Yeah.
That Kansas City radio station must have a really good morning show.
I think they know what they're doing.
They really come up with some great
ideas. I also like this. I mean, no offense to other writer guy.
Right.
I like this writer better because I can actually participate
well, right, I get
in
that.
The clues.
But we like the one where we're doing some like Copernicus. Just impossible things that all of us should have learned about in school but decided it
weren't
wasn't important
attention.
Enough. Right.
Yeah.
Well, in all honesty, I know you're supposed to pay attention, but really, have you ever in your life had, was it critical in your life to know who Copernicus was?
No.
It's never been, you know.
No, I don't need
it's
to.
Not, it's not bad. It's okay to know.
Yeah, but they didn't ask me when I interviewed here.
Right, yeah.
So
they, it's never,
it's okay.
It's never come up on it, you know, like on a document for a loan or job
right.
application. So if I don't know who Copernicus is, I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to be eyed. Yeah.
Do you have anything else? That was so much fun. We'll do it again next week.
I think we will. Thanks, guys.
That's a little beef. Feminine Touch of the Program. Dark Star Memorial Hour is next here on The Fan.
The Common Man.
I just want you to know that you're one of the top five shows on KFAN right now.
Weekdays at noon on The Fan.